We start maybe thinking about Easter ham and also field work. Let's kind of squash some rumors here, or at least or reinforce them, if that's the case, on the supply of fertilizer. A lot of you are hopefully got that supply booked with your local co-op or the local crop protection store that you get all your stuff from. Here's a company that maybe you have or maybe you haven't heard of, Prairie Land Ag. And Mark Dooley is in charge of Prairie Land Ag there. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how are you doing, Mac?
Pretty good, pretty good. First of all, tell everybody what Prairie Land Ag is.
Prairie Land Ag is a fertilizer and chemical buying group. We are located in Fargo, North Dakota. We've got an office here. We've got members in North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and we do their purchasing of fertilizer for them, and we've got an LLC that we do micronutrient purchasing, and we do their purchasing with them on their chemicals as well.
So, like, would a local co-op, like a CHS, be involved, or they're not involved at all with you?
Well, not the CHSs. The CHSs pretty much do their own. We work with a lot of the local co-ops is what we do. So we're pretty much on the standalone local co-ops. We have some private dealers that we work with. So we're up and down the valley. We get out into working our way into western North Dakota a little bit more and more all the time. So no, we don't, not so much the CHS system. It's more of the locally owned co-ops is what it is.
All right, great. Well, thanks for the service you provide. We can't buy NP and K at Sam's Club, so I guess we need you for group buying power there.
Yes.
Super. All right. Well, and by the way, Mark Dooley is a couple of years ago was the president of the North Dakota Agriculture Association. The folks that put on the Northern Ag Expo and the Association of Ag Retailers in North Dakota. So, again, tip of the hat to you for that service you provided, Mark.
You bet. Great association. Gary Knutson does just an excellent job, our executive director over there, and just a great organization. You know, Gary's been involved with the legislative session out in Bismarck this year, and I know there's been a lot going on out there, working on the crop input liens. It's just been a busy, busy year for him out there.
Indeed. So, and that's what he drew the short straw and handed it to you today. Talk about over the winter, it was kind of gloom and doom, and oh man, it was a late fall, a late harvest, and even down in Illinois, it was wet and raining, and the water level on the Mississippi was high, and then we had flooding, and so the rumor was that we were going to have a shortage of fertilizer or a lack of delivery of fertilizer when we needed it this spring. What's the truth on that, Mark?
Well, I think today, I guess we'll just take one step back, Mick. We know that last fall, like you said, it was a late harvest. I think across the whole upper Midwest, a lot of fertilizer application did not happen last fall because of the late fall and the early snow that we had. It was wet. So that hurt us a little bit because we did not have a fall season. We probably had, I think, across North Dakota, for an example, maybe 50% of a normal fall. So we got off to a slow start with that. Today we sit with the fertilizer sheds, they're full. In North Dakota, pretty much everybody's shed is full to the rafters today. You get over on the Minnesota side and you get closer to the river, there are some sheds that are not full today that some of the dealers over there a lot of times will wait for the barges to come up the river. And they'll take advantage of filling with some of the early barge product that comes up the river. Well, some of those fertilizer plants over in the Minnesota side are not going to get filled up before they go to the field this year because the barges aren't coming up the river.
The crest is happening down there.
Yeah, the crest is happening, and it, we just got an update again today that Minneapolis is going to crest again next Wednesday at about 18 feet again. They had been at about 21 feet here a little over a week ago, and now the water levels are going to go back up again to about 18 feet again. So, I mean, every time these water levels go back up, whether it's south of Minneapolis or in Minneapolis, it's stopping the barges from coming from St. Louis to Minneapolis. And they keep telling us we can see the barges arrive in Minneapolis the 9th or 10th of May to the 15th of May. That's kind of a window, and maybe it'll even be later than that if these water levels continue to stay high.
So we're in good shape up here then. So when they get down there to the, you know, go through the locks and dams and everything, get all that, then they get on rail cars and come up into this part of the world, huh?
Well, it'll get some of it's railed up here. A lot of product does not get railed out of Minneapolis, Mick. A lot of it comes on truck from Minneapolis back into the Dakotas and even into Minnesota. The problem with trucking it from Minneapolis to the tri-state area, it's the e-log. It's the, you know, once you put it on these truckers can only drive so many hours before, you know, the electronic logging affects how far they can go without having to shut down. And again, you know, the North Dakota Ag Association, grain dealers, we've all been working diligently to get the governor to sign off on the hours of service exemption again for the state, because we need this so these truckers can drive through, you know, longer hours, I should say, just so we can get this product out to where it needs to be again for the dealers and basically so they can get it out to the farmers.
So the step one, step two, step three process is we've got good supply now. Man, yeah. Farmers sure can use it up in a hurry, though. So, and the hours of service exemption, that's in the process. That's going to be, hopefully, Governor Burgum will sign that. But what does this say for producers who maybe are last-minute fertilizer shoppers?
Yeah, last-minute fertilizer shoppers, I think, are going to be in for a big surprise this year when they go to their dealer and say, you know, I need 300 ton of urea, I need a couple hundred ton of phosphate. I think they're going to be in for a big surprise because the local retailer does not have a lot of extra fertilizer in his shed just sitting there for these guys because he did not take the risk. He did not fill or have excess fertilizer sitting around for this guy just for him to come in and purchase. There's a lot of risk out there today, and the dealers, the retailers are not taking this risk. They've got a board of directors to answer to, and you know management to answer to, bankers to answer to, and all these people are saying, no, you're not going to take this risk anymore. You know, we've got a bottom line, we've got financials, bankers to answer to, and so it. The risk is getting greater and greater, and it's harder to make money when you take a lot of risk. So the guys that haven't stepped up today, they better go and they better start talking to these retailers and saying, I need some fertilizer, and here's how much I'm going to need, because things are going to get tight as we go into this season, very tight.
Wow. Well, we've all gone to a different type of store, and it was not what we wanted was not there. And I guess that could happen this spring with fertilizer.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, it's just like going to the John Deere dealership and you need a part for your tractor, and he tells you he can get it for you in 2 days. I mean, that's some of this is going to happen with fertilizer. It's going to be available, but it's going to be a matter of when you can get it.
Okay. How about some of the other crop protection products? Are we good there for supply?
I think, you know, some of the corn, we hear about some of the seed corn. I think some of the stuff is going to get tighter and tighter as we go forward because some of the real good varieties are starting to get picked over pretty hard. Again, I think some of these farmers that haven't stepped up and you know, done a good job of selecting their corn varieties, bean varieties of what they're going to plant, they need to put the final touches on some of this stuff to make sure they're going to get the seed that they want to today as well.
Sure, and the quality, too, I would assume.
Yeah.
All right, last question on you mentioned the legislative work that, you know, the lobbying aspect from the North Dakota Agriculture Association, the lean legislation. What other legislation is important to you that's being hammered out in Bismarck?
Oh, I got to go back. I'd have to go back and look at the list, but I know the roving grain buyer issues, that's been a big, big issue for legislation this winter. You know, that's been a big, big bill for the guys out there. They spent a lot of time on that one. You know, the crop input lien has been a big one for the ag retailers out there just to protect the dealer against the financial part of this thing. You know, as things get tighter and tighter with the farmers, it's important that the dealers have some way to protect themselves, you know, against the financial aspect of what's going on out there today too.
Yeah, insolvency is something that doesn't affect a lot of people, but when it affects, it's a big yeah. hurt. So
it's a big one. Yes, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. All righty. Mark Dooley, Prairie Land Ag. Thank you very much again for the work you do. Thank you for the visit, for the info. I know a lot of farmers are going to sit up and maybe make a phone call or make some contacts here over the Easter weekend. So.
All right.
Thank you for the heads up.
Yes. Thank you, Mac. Everybody have a happy Easter.
You the same. Thank you, Mark.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Bye now.